Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. I just want to say hello to everybody. Hetep, assalamu alaikum, shalom, everybody who's tuning in. I just want to say thank you for taking the time to tune in to Jawanza for Life today. We have a special guest and a special show. My special guest today is going to be Brother Sanu Pera. He has been studying astrology and spiritual science under the tutelage of Ra-un-Nefer Amen for over 20 years and has earned credentials as a certified Bazi instructor and analyzer as certified by Dr. Amen. Now, Sanu Pera has taught Bazi seminars and workshops throughout the United States and has conducted Bazi consultations all over the world. And he's developed courses and training content for the Tawi Network in the effort to introduce this phenomenal system to the world at large. A lot of people have heard of astrology. A lot of people have heard of astrology, and a lot of people, you know, kind of have their misunderstandings about it. But we're going to be talking about a special, I want to say branch, for lack of a better term, of astrology, or system is a better term, of astrology. It's called Bazi astrology. And just want you to take a moment, go call somebody, tell them the show's about to begin. And remember, you're listening to Jawanza for Life. When you come back, from the music, you're going to be talking with me to Brother Sanu Pera. Be right back.
Jawanza, thank you for having me and your beloved audience. I really am truly blessed and honored.
Thank you, my brother. It's been a few times. We've interviewed it several times, and it's been a while since we've spoken, and it's truly, I know that the listeners are in for a treat. And so, again, I encourage everybody, if you know you have an interest in astrology and you know, or maybe even misunderstandings concerning astrology, you've tuned into the right show. I want to kind of get right into the interview because I know we've got a lot of ground to cover, and it's, you know, we can't cover everything in an hour, but we can kind of lay the foundation. First, Brother Sanu Pera, what actually got you on this path? I mean, we're talking about Bazi astrology. What actually took you down the road to the point now where you're actually a teacher, a certified teacher of this ancient system?
That is such a beautiful question. And as a question, I've reflected on myself many a time. You know, I've been on a spiritual path, as I'm sure many in the audience has themselves. For me, my path has begun since I was about 7 or 8 years old. I remember sitting with my mother, and you know, she and my father were asking, "What did I want to do with my life? Like, what did I want to do for a career?" And when I look back at that, that's such a beautiful mother. I mean, I was 7 or 8 years old, literally. But I remember it as if it were yesterday, and I said to her without beating an eye or hesitating that I wanted to be a spiritual sage. Something about being a sage and being knowing and spiritual just fascinated me as a child. And I remember she looked up at my father with this look of surprise, and, you know, they said, you know, that's beautiful, son, you know, but, you know, you can't make money doing that. You have to pick something like a doctor or a fire truck operator or a lawyer or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I've been on this quest all my life to, you know, to know thyself, if you will.
Wow.
And, you know, it got to a point where, you know, I just realized that, you know, despite my passion and efforts, you know, there were certain things about myself that I did not have a vehicle to really explain. You know, I saw that I had talents and interests, likes, dislikes, liabilities, etc. And people would come up to me and say stuff like, you know, you are so talented. Why aren't you a millionaire yet? And I always had the same response, like, I don't know. Why am I not a millionaire yet? Or, you know, or why am I going through these experiences? The why drove me to a tool like Bazin.
Okay.
And I remember taking a course where I was introduced to it, and I fell in love immediately because it really just solidified many experiences I had in my life and really provided answers. I started to study my children, you know, my mates, my ex-mates, everyone who's trying to get my hands on. I really started to explore, and the more I explored, the more mind-blowing it was for me, and I just never looked back.
That is something, man, to know at such an early age that you wanted to be to take a spiritual path in life. That is so interesting because, you know, normally, you know, kids at that age, they want to, you know, be a basketball player or, you know, some sports figure. I remember when I was a kid, people would ask you what you wanted to be. It was the common answer was a fireman or a policeman or, you know. But for you to know at an early age, that is phenomenal to know that you wanted to seek a spiritual path. And that's, I'm sure, saved you a lot of guessing because a lot of times people don't come to a spiritual journey consciously until later years in their life, you know, after maybe having experienced some things, and then, you know, they come around to, you know, they might find a spiritual path. It might be in their 40s or even later in life. But for you to have found that out early, that, you know, probably saved you a lot of unnecessary experiences, for lack of a better term.
Well, it's an interesting question. It's an interesting kind of angle on it. Because we all have our different paths. We all have our different journeys. My journey just happened to bless me with being exposed to a spiritual path very early in life. I don't think that it creates an environment where I have an advantage because it's really what you do on the path. It's what you do on your journey. You know, Bazin has helped me to understand that we all have different roads, and our body charts in many ways helps to articulate that road, that path. And no one path is better than the other.
Okay.
You know, if I can have a path where, you know, I was born with a silver spoon and millions of dollars and any material resource that I could have, and that could have just been the kind of path to allow me to learn lessons to just not identify with my ego.
Okay.
You know, I could have been born on a path where, you know, I was denied resources, everything I had to work for, scrape and scrap for, And that was just really to set me up to learn inner strength. You know, so, you know, a person can be born with all of the resources at their disposal, and yet the things that they cherish the most are beyond their hands' reach. It's like they have something in their life that money just cannot buy.
Mm-hmm.
And someone else could be born without money or without anything, or find their spiritual path later on in life and just, you know, get a lot of insight from their experiences that helped enrichen them once they get on the spiritual path. So it's just so happened that for me, I found it earlier, and that really just set me up to really pursue, you know, my spiritual work very early, and I'm very grateful for that.
You know, you mentioned that no one path is better than another, and I think that, you know, a lot of times people who are steeped in religion tend to, you know, perceive, of course, everybody thinks that the path that they're on is the correct path, you know. It's like, so you have all these different religions out here. Muslims think that their path is the right path. Christians think theirs is the correct path. Buddhists think that theirs is the correct path. Hindus think that theirs is the correct path. Rastafarians think that theirs is the correct path. Voodoo practitioners think that theirs is the best path. I mean, so, and oftentimes, if people aren't careful, they can lose sight of the fact that that might be the best path for them, you know, and that, you know, what you said is true, that, you know, everybody has their own path to follow, and people have switched lanes. If you want to look at a path as a lane in life, some people have started off on one lane and switched to another lane, you know, so just because you started off on one path, that doesn't mean you'll stay on that path, but as we get further into the interview, we'll see possibly that even the switching of lanes may have even been, I guess, predestined, could you say?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I definitely will see that people are given a destiny, and it's very important to know that. It's very interesting that you brought that point up, but I like to look at this, you know, the way they look at it within the scientific community. And in the scientific community, you know, there's a kind of growing kind of culture where science is law, and it's understood that wherever science is discovered, it is accepted. You know, there's very little, you know, prejudice when it comes to scientific know-how. You know, if the Russian school of thought has produced some science that really helps to further the study or advancement of, you know, physics or chemistry or biochemistry or what have you, it's accepted. It's tested, you know, and confirmed via scientific principles, laws, and protocols. And someone in China or America could accept those principles and incorporate it into their studies, into their work. You know, hopefully one day we'll realize that, you know, we all, that God has revealed itself to many of his children.
Okay.
You know, no one has the monopoly on mathematics. No one has the monopoly on, you know, finding a way to get closer to God. And, you know, anybody on any path who is really sincerely seeking to know God and to live a moral life, you know, I say God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully one day the religious community can accept such a paradigm as we come to know in the science community, you know, where, you know, the wisdom and insights that have been revealed through, you know, one system or path can be made available and shared and enjoyed by people of many other walks of life. You see, because whether I'm Muslim or Christian or some other, you know, practice, you know, if I jump off the 40th floor of a building, there's a law,
mm-hmm.
a law of gravity that takes no prejudice. It will not ask me as I'm falling, what is my faith?
That's cool.
Law will kick in. If
mm-hmm.
I'm underwater for, you know, without, you know, breathing in oxygen for several minutes, you know, the forces will not ask me, well, okay, if you are one path or another path, you know, we'll let you live and be able to breathe
mm-hmm.
for several minutes more. Law will kick in.
Mm-hmm.
And all of our systems are really aimed at
trying to find how can man, how can we live in harmony with law? I mean,
okay.
There's law, there are events and forces that have always influenced our lives. And in many ways, this journey to find self has always started by trying to gain a better understanding of those forces and how they influence our lives, our successes, our failures, etc. And that, you know, finding those answers, Bozzy plays a role in that. And that's what I've been fascinated by ever since I was introduced to it.
Well, let's talk about Bozzy. And again, everybody who's listening, we're talking about Bozzy astrology today. And, well, first of all, a lot of people, let's lay the foundation, because people might have, I don't want to assume that everybody knows when they hear the word astrology, what, you know, so for definition, what we're talking about, because you have astronomy, you have astrology. So what is, before we get to the specific Bozzy astrology, what is astrology, because there are different types?
Well, I'm going to go away. If you went and Googled astrology, and anyone who's had any kind of exposure to astrology, astrology in many ways, even though there are several systems of astrology, in many ways it's understood that it is a study of, you know, of the celestial planets and stars and the energies that are emitted from these entities and how they affect man. You know, we know that, for example, at the full moon, if you were standing at the beach, you can see the effect of that full moon on the ocean. The tide will rise and fall, being affected and influenced by the energies emitted from that full moon. Well, it's not just the waves that these energies impact.
Okay.
For thousands of years from time, you know, in ancient antiquity, it was understood that these stars and forces also influence man, influence our lives, influence our personality.
Mm-hmm.
And astrology has really, you know, been, you know, in terms of, without getting into the technical details of one system versus the other system, they were always aimed at understanding and categorizing people's personality, categorizing the forces that influence people and how they function.
Okay.
You take, for example, a person who is very fiery, hot-tempered, short-tempered, you know, they have a short fuse, you know, they can think quickly, they move quickly, they're impulsive. You know, this type of person, if I just described that type of person, and I didn't put any labels on it, many people in the audience could say they have met such a person, whether in their own experience or on television or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, someone could be very, very nurturing and cold and accommodating, and, you know, they don't want to ruffle any feathers. You know, they just want to go with the flow, very laid back, maybe even to the point of being timid. If I were to just describe those characteristics, there's many people, without putting any labels on it or putting any system on it, many people in the audience could say that they've met a person who exhibited those qualities. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Well, astrology has always aimed at providing a system, a science, to be able to categorize and understand on a very technical and scientific level how these forces influence your personality. Because one of the things that is lost is that it takes energy to express something, to do something, okay? And this is striking and transitioning into the heart of what is Bozzy.
Okay.
Because everything takes energy. It takes energy to walk. It takes energy to think. It takes energy to act. You see that?
Yes.
Now, if I were to speak to the scientist of today, that scientist can really articulate the organization and categorization of physical elements. we have a periodic table, and I can take any of those elements that are the fundamental components of many other molecules and organisms, etc. I can take any of those periodic elements, and the scientists of today can break down the properties of each of those elements. They can tell you the weight, the covalent, the this and the that and the other. You know, we have all of these properties for each of these elements, and we know it, we trust it, and if we didn't trust it, you'll never fly in a plane.
That's true.
If you didn't trust it, you'll never go on a, roller coaster.
True, that's for sure.
If you see how tall a roller coaster is, you'll never go on one if you did not trust that there were some people who knew the fundamental elements of, the physical elements that are composed of all, and we go to school and we learn the system. But then when we talk about energies as it pertains to personality, we still think, oh, it's energy. When in antiquity there were scientists, and I want to focus on that they were scientists, not mysticists,
right.
Not mysticism. This is not something that I want the audience to look at as a mystical, mythological experience. This is a scientific understanding of the energies that shape and govern our lives. See that?
What's interesting? You mentioned that, that it's a science, and for this to be such an accurate science, it couldn't come about from just knowing several people that shared the same personality traits. It couldn't just have been brought about because you knew two people or three people or four or five people that, were fiery and a couple of people that were cold. This had to be done over centuries, because you're not, one or two people or three people or four or five, that could be a coincidence that these people shared the same personality traits that happened to be born at a particular time. For something to be a science, to have developed into a science, it had to have been tried and proven to be effective over a long period of time for just, for it to be able to get that title of an exact science.
Absolutely. Even the word science comes from the Latin word scire, which means to know. So you know that if I want to align Bazi with the audience to look at it as a science, it will have to be because its practice and system is something that has been proven for thousands of years. Mm-hmm. And Bazi is such a system, and it has survived to us through the Taoist teachings. You see that?
Yeah.
So part of what we want to do is to because you might say, well, okay, so this has been around for such a long time and it's so great. Why haven't I heard of Bazi maybe until now? Many people in the audience may be hearing about this for the first time. Well, there are many sciences and practices and disciplines that have been conceived in the world, and over time, with the heart and essence and meat of its practice being lost. You see, in many ways, errors creep into the practice that kind of lure people away from, the real essence and insight of its practice. See that?
Mm-hmm.
So, part of what we want to do is take Bazi out of the mysticism, really take astrology out of the mystical, mythological realm, because you lose understanding. Right now, for many people, astrology is that part of the newspaper that you go to read about your sign.
Exactly.
And you don't really read of something that you can use to raise your child. You don't really look to the funnies or the astrological section of your newspaper to plan how you're going to approach your business, or how
Hopefully.
You're going to get rid of a bad habit in your life, or how you're going to go and advance your career. See, that is what this science is really there to help deliver to people, but right now it's relegated to somewhere near the funnies in the newspaper.
So there's no zodiac in Bazi, because in some systems there is the zodiac. You have the people, back in the 70s, that was a real common That was actually a line that people would use, the guys would use with women. Hey, baby, what's your sign? You know, just to start conversation. But then, you know, those who are a bit more serious with it actually are, you know, into it like that. And, you know, hey, I'm an Aries, or I'm a, you know, I'm a Pisces, or whatever the case may be, and actually go and look under the sign and figure out what traits are associated with that particular sign. Are there any signs in Bazi for those who, you know, just tuning in for the first time, hearing this for the first time?
Well, yes, that's a good question. Bazi doesn't focus on signs in the same way you would think about them in astrology. It does in the sense that each sign represents a different manifestation of some celestial influence. You see that? So Pisces is a different celestial influence than Leo, for example. But the Bazi focuses on energy. The Bazi system focuses on energy and the expression of energy in its different modalities. So it's not a system where you're going to be doing a lot of, you know, it's a more simplified approach to getting the same information that you would get with many other systems. And we'll understand it as we go along. Take, for example, just to kind of concretize what I'm trying to express, take, for example, the example we gave earlier where a person can exhibit being very cold and calculating, or another person can exhibit being very nurturing, and another person can be very, argumentative and hot and, you know, irritable and things of that nature, right? Each of these would be an expression of an energy, you see? And the word Bazi, the word itself, stands for eight characters. See that? Because when you look at your Bazi configuration, the heart of your chart, the heart of your energy chart, right? When you take your first breath, right, the earth, which is cycling through all of these different expressions of energy, right, is about 10 different characters that the earth cycles through, okay? And each of these energy expressions, as the earth is going through its cycles, each of these energies oscillate from strong to strongest to weak, weakest, things of that nature, see? So while some energies are at their very weakest at any given point, other energies are very strong. Think about it like the daytime. If you look at the cycle of a day, day is strong for about 12 hours, and then it gives way to another point in the cycle where night is strong. You see that? And then it cycles through back to day, and day becomes, several of these day cycles go into week cycles, and week cycles go into month cycles, and month cycles go into year cycles. You see that? There's these oscillating cycles that occur. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely.
Okay. So what happens is at the time of your birth, you become a snapshot of the picture of the energies that were present at the time of your birth. And each of these energies governs a certain set of traits, talents, approaches. You see that? You know, liabilities, etc. You see? For example, you know, the scientists of antiquity didn't just spend all of their time focusing on categorizing and organizing, you know, physical entities. They also took energy, those things that go beyond, you know, tangible perception, and they found a way to organize the properties of each of these energies. For example, did you know that there was an energy that governs the mathematical talent? Talent is not just something that you learn in school. Talent is something that is innate within you, that's cultivated in school.
Okay.
Not every child is born with the talent that governs mathematics. Did you know that romance is a talent that is innate within an energy that is existing in the world? Some of us are born with that, and some of us on the call know long and sure enough that some of us don't have that talent. You see, there's an energy that governs the expression of each of these qualities. The ability to plan and to be sober and calculating is an energy that's different from the energy to know how to be resourceful, to be imaginative. You see that?
Yeah.
And just with the same precision that you expect today from the scientists who can make a roller coaster that you can trust with your life on a roller coaster, so too did the scientists of antiquity develop a system like Fonzie that you can trust with your life as you set your goal and raise your children.
Mm.
One of the same. It's just scientific minds being focused on a different part of life. So this system of Fonzie gives you a chart, a configuration at the time of your birth. And from that chart, the Fonzie professional can look at you and give you a concrete objective x-ray of the energies that are composed in your life force. It can give you insight on your career, your marriage, when is the best time to launch a business, and the list goes on. You know, how can I improve my friendships? It can answer a lot of the whys in everyone's life. You see that?
Yeah. I mean,
I found from my body.
Go ahead, please.
No, I was going to say that's what drove me to understand and learn Fonzie, you know? I had this phenomenal talent that had been evident to me and to those who were in my path to conceive of great ideas, innovative ideas, to be very resourceful, to be very, you know, intelligent in learning new things. I can wrap my mind around a new subject in days or weeks. What I would see many of the other people in my path needed years to do. That was just how my energy was configured. But ask me to do something in a timely manner. My energy did not inform me of how to meet a deadline. You see that? I mean, there's an energy that governs being able to expedite. There's an energy that governs being able to be resolute and to get something done on task. Some people have that. We see that. It's what makes, you know, a lot of people rich, coming up with different systems and models to try to help people to hire the right kind of talent or to pick the right kind of team or to do things at the right time. You see that?
Yes,
that
sir.
Is what Fonzie delivers to us, and that is what it started to deliver to me, because I was able to see objectively in my chart stuff my wives were trying to complain about that I was denying. And there it was in black and white in my body chart. I saw stuff in my children that I had been seeing on their report cards for years. Every report card, my children would have the same patterns in their commentaries from the teachers. It's stuff that I was seeing in the house, but then I was seeing it on their paper. And not only was I seeing it, I don't want this to be misconstrued that the only value is to see it objectively in black and white. I was given a system to know how to address it, how to balance it out, how to improve it, how to cultivate the talents that were missing so I can live a balanced life.
You know,
that's
why
I've been so passionate about Fonzie.
You know, brother, I was saying that's it had to be amazing once you discovered Fonzie in your life, on your path, and then to have this system by which you could now, I guess, gauge, for lack of a better term, or weigh everything against, you know, and then for these pieces of the puzzle to start falling into place, and that having those aha moments along the way, like, aha, oh, okay, I understand now why blah, 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 blah. Or I understand now why this or that. That had to be something to, you know, just to have those moments that you undoubtedly had, because when we come upon something that makes sense of everything else, then that's when oftentimes you take on a new life and it becomes your life's work now, because, okay, it was so profound. You know, people have these experiences that are so profound that they are truly life-changing events. You know, my special guest to everybody, again, who's just tuning in, is Sanu Parah. He has been studying astrology and spiritual science under Ra'un Nefer Amen's tutelage for over 20 years and has earned the credentials as a certified Bazi instructor and analyzer. And he's been certified by Dr. Amen, and he's taught Bazi seminars and workshops throughout the United States and conducts Bazi consultations all over the world. And I'm sure that you can tell that he knows what he's talking about, because this is a very profound, interesting conversation to me as I'm sitting in here. I'm really, really enjoying the interview, my brother. You talked about briefly, we touched upon how Bazi can help you of your life, from child rearing to, you know, the best time to start a business. I'm sure there are a lot of people out there that need this type of information. Can we talk about Bazi as a success planning system for those who, I mean, everybody wants success. And, you know, if there's a way to achieve it just from knowing when is the best time to start it, or if it's to be started, you know, can you talk about that, Bazi as a success planning system?
Oh, yes, that's a phenomenal and very important aspect of the Bazi system. And I'll talk about it in a way that can really be understood because, for example, you know, we get a lot of consultants who are coming in, you know, to address, let's say, their finances or their wealth, you know, or to get their career in order. And what we found is that, you know, there is an element, there's an energy that doesn't only govern the expression of your personality, but that same energy governs your capacity to attract wealth opportunities to you. So, for example, there could be several people in the audience who may not know that your energy cycles through five different kind of areas of your life. There's an energy that governs, for example, attracting to you resources. And those resources can be material. Some of us need, you know, money, or we need insight, or to learn a subject, or to go to school, to learn a new skill, right? Or to get insight and counsel and advice. There are many people that are looking for mentors, and for the life of them, they could not find the proper mentor. And I have one client who was a pianist, and for his entire life, you know, he had been searching for someone to really mentor and coach him in his career, and he could not find it. He found out that the energy that governs attracting to him his resources was very low. There's another energy that governs the ability to attract and interrelate with others socially. We call it your friends and rivals. And there's some of us that attract more rivals than friends. There's some of us that have this innate genius for how to work with and network with others and interact socially, and you attract more friends maybe than sometimes you can even keep up with. You know, that could be exposed and articulated in your chart. Not only just your ability to work with friends, but also to understand what is it within your qualities that is the draw for friendship or the draw for antagonism.
Okay.
Because there's some of us whose personalities are configured to attract competition, antagonists, you know, enmity and envy in people, and the, you know, it inclines us to the types of ways that people are not endeared to us. And we can see that in the chart and fix that as well. You know, productivity, you know, there's an energy that governs instructing you on how to be productive, you see, how to be creative, how to be inventive, you see that? How to apply things that you've learned. You see, there's some people that are producers. Whatever they put their mind to, they get it done. They just have a knack and a sense about them, about time and getting stuff done and being very resourceful to approach a problem. You see that? Some of us are not productive, not because we're not committed to the goal. It's because when we consider the goal that we're trying to accomplish, a multiplicity of options do not come to mind, you know, for the life of us. And there's an energy governing your output, your ability to produce.
You see, there's another energy that governs your wealth, your ability to attract opportunities. You could be as talented as the day is long. You're sitting down writing songs and poems, but they don't sell because there's something within you, there's an intelligence that's not informing you of how to make yourself marketable. In fact, when this energy is low, sometimes you might even devalue money. It's not about the money. It's really about expressing myself creatively. You see, you know, I don't care about money. Money doesn't rule the world. You know, it'll devalue money in the person. Or maybe you want to make the money. You need the money. You got a family to feed, but you just can't catch that break. There's an energy that will show you and inform you of how to improve your wealth and your finances. Status, the fifth one. You see, power and status, influence, the ability to influence others, to rise and be promoted. Some of us may have been overlooked their entire lives for promotions or not given the proper respect and due respect in your positions, and that power and status energy will inform you of how to influence others, how to lead, how to be a leader, how to have discipline, you know. These are just different things that power and status energy will articulate to you. Some of us are too power hungry. Maybe there's too much of that power energy, so we become, you know, obsessed with control. They say control freaks, but I don't like to use such labels. You see that? But you become too preoccupied with controlling a situation, monopolizing a situation. You see? Maybe you become too focused on gaining monopolies, and we can see this expressing itself in people and charts. You know, in many of the classes I've taught, we've gone over Bill Gates and many other very popular figures to really show how their chart influences how they function, and power does that. Well, imagine having at your disposal a Fonzie system like this the next time you go to look for a job or to figure out what you're going to major in school. Imagine knowing that within your chart is analytical abilities that could be applied in a number of different careers. I give you the big one. Imagine having information like this about each of your children so that you can strategize how to raise each of them differently. See, not every child is cut from the same cloth. Not every child has the same configuration. You see, some children are very independent. Other children need to be coddled and reassured, you know, and encouraged. You know, many teachers in the audience may have found that same thing. Some people pick up, you know, the artistic subjects very well, and then when they get to subjects that require a lot of technical attention to detail, they fall apart. Imagine if you had a system like this to raise your children. So, you know, oh, no, this is the approach I need to take, given the energies that my child has, and more importantly, these are the things I need to put into my child's life to help balance them out so they become well-rounded adults. Hello.
You know, what's interesting, brother, as I'm listening to you, I'm thinking even about, you know, certain communities, you know, speaking of children, you know, it appears that in certain communities, the children are wilder than others. I mean, you know, for example, in certain communities, you might take a kid at, you know, 12, 13, 14, they're skateboarding. You know, that's what they do for fun. In other communities, you may have children that are stealing cars, you know, at the same age. You know, growing up, you know, stealing cars, robbing people, you know, that sort of thing. But now, in all of these people, these children in this community, let's say they take the community where the children are robbing and stealing and all this, you know, what would be deemed negative behavior, all of these children have different paths and different charts. You know, some of these children are good, could have the potential to be good with math and analytical. Others, you know, might have different, you know, qualities, you know, in their charts. But they may all end up going down, taking a particular path that's going to end them in a place that they don't want to be necessarily. It could be jail, you know, could be dead, you know. But all of these children had different paths with and came with different talents and propensities to achieve certain things, you know, just as the people in the community that are skateboarding at 13, they have different paths and so forth that could lead them in different directions. As I'm listening to you, I'm thinking how a system such as Bazi, if the parents knew, you know, that, okay, there is a system out here to help us to raise our children, you know, so that we can get the most out of them. You know, that could be, I'm seeing the benefit in it because it's so amazing the fact that we all, when you think about the fact that we all have different paths, you know, because it's easier for me to think that, or to accept the fact, it's easier for me to accept the fact that we all have, say, different talents than different paths, although I believe both. You know, for the average person, it might be easier for them to say, yeah, well, you know, I know one child of mine might be good in basketball, the other one might be a good pianist, you know. But to think that they each have different paths that they have to go down, you know, different spiritual paths that they have to go down, you know, because they might all go to the same school, they might all sit at the same table, they might be instructed by the same, you know, let's say if they come from a two-parent household, same mother and father, but they, in spite of that, and they're all learning the same things, in spite of that, one child is going to take one path, another child is going to take another path. So I'm just saying all that to say that with Bazi, it seems like such a tool in the hands of somebody who really understands it, that it could be such a benefit that it appears that we need at this time to raise our children, because in some segments of society, the children have gone wild.
Bazi is going to revolutionize our educational system, our medical system, our psychological systems, any of our science systems, whether it be environmental science, medicine, you name it. Bazi, once properly understood, will revolutionize all of these. If you look at Bazi, one way to really understand it in context of your question is to really look at Bazi as an X-ray. You see that? Mm-hmm. And I want to focus on this for a moment because, you know, I've done several hundred clients at this point all over the world, all different socioeconomic backgrounds, all different cultural backgrounds, all different religions. And many of the things that they're experiencing, despite having these different experiences and cultural exposures, I'm sure some people skateboarding is a cultural exposure compared to someone else, you know, going, you know, rock climbing. But mm-hmm. in each of these cases, Bazi becomes the X-ray. It's objective. It's unbiased. You know, if I were someone who had these different experiences that we're talking about that we kind of align with paths, which is not really how I would align it with paths, and I can explain that in a moment.
Okay.
But many of these different paths or exposures or experiences or cultures, if you were to take a doctor from one part of the world and put him on another part of the world and have him x-ray a patient, he's going to look at and see, you know, the same skeletal structure that he would see in someone else in another part of the world.
Okay.
In other words, despite these experiences, at some point, there's a science that allows him to articulate what is happening with your physiology to assist in your healing. You see that?
Yeah.
The doctor could come from Asia and come out of Asia and travel to Europe, and despite them having a different language, a different cultural experience, a different, you know, economic or political or whatever type of, you know, status, that doctor could look at and evaluate that patient and arrive at concrete objective information about that person's health. I say the same thing with our children and with everyone who's listening on this call. You know, when you look at your Bazi chart, you know, and many of my clients say this, you know, many times we are, because we are not given and we're not, you know, when you go to school, you don't learn a system like Bazi. Bazi is a fantastic system that really should be taught to every single man, woman, and child to use as a life tool. You know, there was a point in time when mathematics and learning how to do basic arithmetic, adding, subtracting, multiplying, was something you went to the equivalent of a college-level education, a graduate-level education to learn, because the average and common person did not know how to do basic math.
Yet if you found an adult today that couldn't add 2 plus 6, you know, you'd be looking at them with the eyebrow raised. Because
mm-hmm.
now it's being kind of socialized to be a very common tool. You know, when you look at Bazi and what Bazi delivers, Bazi has the promise to be such a tool because of its impact and value on our lives, because what it will give you is an objective way of looking at your children. So that you don't have to focus on, you know, putting too much weight and value on your cultural experiences or your mama, you know, didn't raise you and you had to go live with your parents and they didn't do anything for you. You know, I'll see people, you know, describe an experience like that, where they were not, you know, they didn't grow up in a loving, nurturing environment. You see that? And they might have, their entire life, blamed it on this or blamed it on that or, you know, blamed it, I had to go to a foster home. But then when you look at their body chart and you see, oh, this person had almost little to no resource energy available to them from birth, then you would see that there was something objective that had nothing to do with those experiences that was a source of that problem. You see
mm-hmm.
that?
Mm-hmm.
If I know that, you know, because, you know, and many times, right, there'll be somebody who had that experience and they have brothers or sisters. And the brothers or sisters got everything they wanted. And
right.
So I asked them, I said, well, you know, it wasn't your parents. Your parents had another child. How did they get everything they wanted and you didn't?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't say that to blame the parents. I say, no, look at the energy. That is the source. You see, if I'm a doctor and I hear and I go to another part of the world and somebody coughs, it could be dozens of things that are the source of that problem. I take my x-ray, I go through my evaluation to go through an objective scientific evaluation of what the problem is so I can say, ah, this is how I fix it. Well, if I now look at your body chart and I say, okay, let's distill out all of the experiences that you think are the sources of that problem, and let's look at the fact that, oh, this person had no resource, the energy that is governing, attracting to them the help that they need, the things that they need. You see that? Was very low in life. Then I can say, despite how that low energy expressed itself, you see, the energy was low. And it just happened to express itself in this way. If I increase the energy, if I focus on increasing the energy that's supposed to attract this person resources, that can solve the problem. You see, someone else might have a very high resource, and wherever they go, people just give them stuff, and, you know, they win scholarships and grants they didn't even apply for, and people just give them computer equipment, and they collect books, and they collect information, and they learn, and they accumulate degrees and resources. There's some people that have a different path and they have an energy configuration that attracts that to them. Now what we will be able to do is look at your Bazi and see not only where your strengths and assets are, but where the liabilities are. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Because I've seen people who've had a very high resource, but maybe their output was low. So despite being very educated, which is what that resource will incline them to accumulate, because our education is an asset, isn't it? It's a resource, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
See that? Despite accumulating a lot of degrees, you see, they might, their energy internally might incline them too much to learn at the expense of applying that knowledge.
Right.
You see, there's another energy that would kick in to say, okay, I've learned something, let me test it. Let me put it to practice. See, that's the output energy. So I can look at my Bazi chart and say, this person has a very high resource, so they might be inclined to accumulate information, resource, help, etc., but they won't put it into practice because their output energy is low.
Right.
Or maybe they'll accumulate too many degrees, and they spend so much time accumulating degrees that their head is filled with a lot of theoretical knowledge that they've never proven.
Mm-hmm.
And we can go on and on with these kind of examples just to articulate how looking at something objective puts a finger on the pulse of what a problem is. You see?
Yes, sir.
I've had clients who've had challenges with their finances the entire time. You see? And I look at their chart and I see this abundance of the energy governing wealth. And you might say, oh, this person has abundant wealth. Gee, why aren't they rich? But this person had so many ideas beyond their personal ability to bring them into practice. Have you ever seen somebody like that? They got notebooks full of ideas and plans and concepts, and but nothing ever comes to fruition. You know, their wives, you know, smacking them around because, oh, you done joined another thing, you done got another wealth idea, money idea, and you going after it, yet nothing is put into practice, nothing materializes. That's evidence in their bazi. And not only can we see, this is where that problem is coming from, but then now we can use the knowledge of the sciences of energy to fix it. We can prescribe herbs. We can prescribe qigong, meaning gentle movements that you can do in your home that help to change the flow of this energy and increase this energy so that it can express itself through your wealth or through your ability to finish a project or through your ability to plan, etc. You see that?
Yes.
Gives us those keys.
Brother, I wish we had a lot more time than we have. My wife, Aquia Chef Natera, has a question for you.
Hello, yes. How are you today?
Yes. How are you, my sister?
I'm good, thank you. I'm really enjoying the show. I do have a question concerning energy governing cities and states and countries. Would you say that this same concept of energy that you're speaking about also governs cities and states and countries? Because I can recall maybe driving from one state into another state, I guess maybe even possibly interacting with, you know, individuals in another state or city, you know, you notice it's a different type of energy or something, you know, or, you know, could you explain a little bit about that? Is that related also to the Bazi, you know, concept of energy?
That's a very good question, my sister. And it's a question, it's a topic that we don't tend to focus on with Bazi, because Bazi gives us the insight into not only how our personality is expressed individually, but how that can express on teams. You know, you find that Bazi has phenomenal applications with team building and team development and corporate hiring and things of that nature. You know, when people talk about chemistry, right?
Okay.
You talk about chemistry and how people relate very well together. What you're really articulating is how different energies either antagonize themselves or complement. You see that?
Mm.
And you can use Bazi very well to do that. But when you start to expand that to the macrocosm, looking at, you know, maybe patterns in a country or patterns in a state or things of that nature, Bazi doesn't tend to focus and have its best application there. Because other factors start to come in. You see that? You know, you
okay.
might find, for example, that America can be have very aggressive policies, but the other factors that kick in there and how America has branded itself to cultivate such behavior. Like, why do we choose an eagle for the emblem? Why does another country choose a bear? You know, we have these national brands that galvanize people around a certain type of talent, strength, or asset. You know, some countries are there, they brand themselves around an emblem and a particular asset for domination in disguise. Someone else might, you know, galvanize themselves around, you know, knowledge of terrain, or someone else around their naval, you know, excellence. You know, I mean, countries get into different dynamics that go beyond the time that we have to really articulate or the best application for Bazi. But when it comes to teams, when it comes to work groups, when it comes to people, families, relationships, you see, then you get the best fruit, because there's not as many other environmental factors that kick in that play a role, you know, on the national level or even on the state level. You know, there's a lot of other facts that we have to sift out to really articulate and pinpoint the Bazi influence. But on a personal level, on a work group level, on a team level, if I'm building a corporation and I want to build an executive board, I want the
Fazia at my disposal. Mm-hmm. I might be investing millions of dollars. I might have just gotten a startup fund of $5 million, and I'm trying to hire my executive team. You know, a few quote-unquote bad apples can spoil the day.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone who's taken any kind of athletic pursuit knows that they talk about chemistry a lot. You see, that I would want Fazi at my side if I was dealing with any kind of team-oriented activity.
Mm.
Wow. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Thank you so much, brother. I do want to, in the closing moments, we do have a few minutes. I know that there's a 40th anniversary. I don't know if you can go over just a little bit.
Yes, yes. I am a student of Raul Nefer Amin. Many of you may have experienced his work through his internationally known Medinatir books and his spiritual teachings on the ancient Egyptian or Kemetic, you know, systems of religion and spiritual development. And, you know, Asar is set at this time, at this year, is going to be celebrating 40 years of service to the community. I mean, there are many of us out there that have gone through, you know, the trials and experiences of trying to do something to better our neighborhoods, to better ourselves, and to better the people around us. And Asar is set this year. We're happy to celebrate 40 years of us being a part of that work. And so, you know, as with anybody, when you have anniversaries with very long-lasting goals, tasks, and objectives, and it's important to look back and look at what you've accomplished and share and celebrate together these accomplishments, because any of us who are looking at the things that are wrong with our society, the things that are wrong with, you know, each other, the problems and liabilities that we all face in common and yet need new tools to address. Anybody who's in that struggle, if you go through 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 years of making a sincere, concerted effort to better improve your neighborhood, your communities, and your people at large, you know, we applaud you. And we ask for you to share and applaud with us as we celebrate doing this for 40 years. This is a year where, you know, we have launched, for example, a phenomenal new website that will allow us to expand our ability to service the community. If you've heard about what we've shared with Bazi, for example, you know, we realize that wherever we've gone, and I've done consultations in Canada and Europe, all over the United States, Trinidad, Tobago, South Africa, you name it. I've done sessions all over the world to understand that this is a phenomenal system. We now want to take this system and have everyone be able to share in it, partake of it, get the books they need, get the tools that they need to be able to apply it to their life, whether it be a consultation or a software app. And we've launched, as in celebrating our 40th anniversary, we've launched a website that will allow us to not only deliver these services to you wherever you are in the world, but to allow you to share in the great benefits of it. You see, the one thing about wisdom, wherever you find true wisdom, and I'll leave you with this, wherever you find wisdom that has expressed itself in its purest form, it must be shared. It must be shared with the world. And wherever wisdom is packaged and only delivered under profiteering kind of concepts, be careful. We want to have a vehicle to not only share this wisdom with the world, but to enable us to be able to service people on a much bigger scale, because, you know, it takes money to do this. You know, nobody is going to knock on our door and say, you know what, you know, that big 20,000 square foot building that you're servicing people through in 12 different cities and states all across the United States, you're doing such phenomenal work, we're going to not charge you rent. They don't do that. They send us the bill every month like everybody else. But rather than just charge for services, we've come up with a phenomenal way to help it empower you to gain wealth in the process using tried and true business practices that are taught in Harvard and all of your top Ivy League schools, and we'd love for you to go to the website to see what we put together to deliver great insight and information like we just covered today. So if I may, I'd love for the audience to check out the new website that we've launched. The website is www.TAUI, that's T as in Tom, A-U-I, TAUINetwork.com. So it's www.TAUINetwork.com, N-E-T-W-O-R-K. And that website will not only showcase the products and services that we're debuting, but it will also expand to cover many other products and services that we would love to profit share with you as well. And we have information on the website to just articulate what we're putting together. This is how we celebrate our 40th. We want to create a vehicle where we can all improve our wealth.
And for those of you who love what you've heard today, you know, a special guest was and is Sanu Pera. If you love what you hear today and you'd like to hear more of the same type of information, the Asar Set Society or the TAUI Network, they have a Blog Talk Radio broadcast as well. Could you give that Blog Talk address, my brother, so that people, if they love this, you know, they want to hear more of the same, that they can tune in?
Yes, yes. We have a Blog Talk Radio show called www.blogtalkradio.com /TAUI. So blogtalkradio.com/TAUI. And you can see from our archive, we have archived content for, you know, our Bozzi lectures, meditation lectures, health and nutrition lectures, you know, anything from, you know, raising your children, healing, you know, male health, which is a topic we need to cover more often. You know, we have gynecologists, but we have to have shows that cover male health so that males can take care of themselves. Bozzi, astrology, you name it, you'll see that kind of content. We cover it all on that location, www.blogtalkradio.com/TAUI.
I'm so thankful that you gave that website, because I'm sure that after listening to this show that people would definitely want to know, how do I learn more about Bozzi? This might be their first time hearing about it. And after hearing about it, it's like, man, I've never heard astrology discussed in the fashion that, you know, this brother was talking about it today. So I'm glad that you were able to give that address where people can go if they want to hear more, learn more. And, brother, this has been a phenomenal interview, brother Sanu Pera. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to come and share Bozzi with us, the listeners, myself, my wife, Aquia Chesmentier. Truly, thank you, my brother. And we got to connect again soon, because this is information that people need to hear more of. And you just got all of that in 1 hour, everybody. You know, just in that 1 hour, all of that meat, you know, was provided for your spirit, nutritional information for your spirit so that you can grow. Brother, any parting words, anything that we haven't gotten in that you want to get in before we, you know, say goodbye until the next time?
I just want to say that as honored as I am to be able to share such a phenomenal system as Bozzi, I thank you and your wife for being a platform where people can get access to this information. You know, the work that you're doing, we truly appreciate, support, and endorse. And I just want to encourage your audience to continue to tune in, because, you know, as you know from the radio dials, this is cherished information, because it's not available at every radio show. So keep doing the work that you're doing and helping to create a platform that we can deliver this information. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, my brother. Everybody, that was Sanu Pera. Awesome, awesome interview, my brother. We'll be in touch soon. Thank you. Everybody, that was Sanu Pera again. That was a fabulous, fabulous interview, and I am so thankful that he took the time out of his special, out of his day to, you know, sit and talk with us about this special system. As I mentioned, he has been studying astrology and spiritual science under the teachings of Ra'un-Nefer Amen for over 20 years. And again, we were talking about Bozzi astrology. If you'd like more information about it, check out the website that he gave. And again, that is, would you read that?
www.bozzi.com. T as in Tom, A-U-I, network.com.
All right. Well, everybody, thank you for taking the time to listen to us today. Thank you for all of your support. Thank you for tuning in. We hope that this was a blessing to you. And my name is Juwanza.
And this is Yvette Aquia Chef-Snitaire. And also remember, Set for Life will also be airing tomorrow, where we will have Professor Joseph T. Geiger.
Oh, yeah.
And that will be Sunday, tomorrow, July 21st, from 4 to 5 o'clock.
We're discussing his book. It's called Entrepreneurial Success, The Road to the Top, 101 Business Principles. So if you're an entrepreneur and you thought about starting your own business, or you started your own business, you know that, you know, this is not necessarily a start today and you're rich tomorrow type of situation. You need mentors, you need guidance, you need a compass. So if you are an entrepreneur, definitely tune in tomorrow for that show.
And that's why this show was so great as well, because it also tapped into that success, some of the things that you need to do in addition to, you know, learning the technical, steps to success. This also is dealing with another area,
mm-hmm.
energy, how to draw the wealth, how to attract the right people, how to do all of that, how to work on yourself. So, you know, again, we try to bring in a variety of shows for your spirit, soul, and body.
Absolutely.
Well, until the next time.
Till tomorrow.
All right. We're going to keep on moving.
Let's keep it moving. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We love you.